morning. My name is Kristen. I'm the supervisor here today, and how may I help you?
I play right back. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Yes, this is Kylie Miles calling.
Okay, let's see. Okay, so I'm just trying to get the account pulled up for you.
Okay. My first question that hasn't been answered yet,
once you get the account pulled up, is what company is this product sold from? What's the company's name?
The last agent that I talked to could only give me the campaign slogan's name. And I'm just curious what the actual company is, because that is not disclosed on their website or wherever I apparently ordered this from.
Let's see. All right, so I'm sure that this is in reference to the Fresh Prime, the Keto, and the Cleanse.
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Okay, I'm just looking over the account. Okay. All right. So looking at the account, I'm showing initially when this order was placed. I do show, it was a $4.95 and $4.96 shipping and handling charge that was paid.
Okay. And when was the order placed?
I'm showing that was done on April the 30th.
Okay. So I think I got it the week following. Okay, yeah, I think I got that Wednesday or Thursday, so that makes sense.
Okay, let's see here.
So technically, even if putting all my issues aside, it hasn't even been, I haven't even had the product for 14 days.
Okay. All right, so now I'm not saying that when you place the order that you read our terms, but it does tell you in our terms that your trial does begin the date that you place your order, because it is 4 days for shipping and 10 days to try. But once the trial ends, then on the 15th day, you would be billed for the cost of the products if the account is not canceled.
Okay. And I did call actually within the first week that I did get the stuff. But I'm sure you know that as I've been on the call for an hour and 11 minutes right now, the first two times I waited and I couldn't wait. And they said they'd do the call back, wait in line thing. And then today, finally, after I saw it came out of my account yesterday, I had to wait the 45 minutes to talk to someone. So that's where I'm at now.
Okay. All right. So yes, ma'am. And I'm not. I'm not saying that that I don't believe you, but being that you had never spoken with nobody, ma'am, and your trial ended, and those were the terms that were agreed upon when that order was placed, that would validate the charge.
Okay. And I understand. I do business development for a BPO, so I know how this works. And trying to get through to you guys is nothing. It's your fault by any means, but it's uncalled for and it's unrealistic, to make
their customers wait, 45 an hour, to try to talk to someone multiple times. So that's not really my fault. They should probably, do something about that. And I talked to the agent before you, and she said, she can't be refunding or doing anything. So at this point, I would just like to, if I can't be refunded the money, get the contact information for the actual company that I ordered. the stuff from.
Okay. Sam. Now the name of the company is Fresh Prime Keto. Let's see.
Okay. Where are they based out of? Do you know?
I'm sorry.
Do you know where they're located? Because when I research or when I search for their information,
Fresh Prime Keto
does not come up, the company.
Okay, let's see. All right, I'm trying to see if I can find that information. I'm not 100% on that, but I'm pretty sure that they are out of Miami.
Do you have their contact information?
Okay, so we handle the accounts for the company, ma'am.
Right. I assume you work for what company do you guys work for?
Okay, we're a third party call center.
Right. And I think what's the call center's name?
Okay, I'm not allowed to give that information out, ma'am.
So you can talk to me about like the products in my account. You have my account information, but you can't give me what company you guys work for?
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
Okay. So, yes, I guess if you can just give me
the company's name who you guys do third party for, I will just contact them.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm saying. We handle the accounts for them, ma'am.
Right.
Now, I am showing that by you placing the order, that would also enroll you for a monthly membership for you to receive the product once a month. Let's see. So I do show that the previous representative did go ahead and get that canceled for you. Let's see. Now, what I can do to try to help you with this, because being that the terms were agreed to when the order was placed and the trial having ended, that would validate the charges. But I mean, I can offer you a courtesy 35% refund for each charge today.
No, I appreciate it. That's okay. My claim against this is the customer service. I've tried to contact you guys, and the fact that they can't expect their customers, if they're going to be spending this money on their product and trying to call them multiple times and waiting 45 minutes an hour. It's an hour and almost 20 minutes now. That's not my responsibility or my fault. I know our company would never, let this happen. So at this point, I just want to contact the company directly and take my concerns up with them, since I cannot be refunded the amount. And my claim is that I have tried to contact you guys and, the whole time and waiting and not getting through, that's not my fault. It's not my responsibility to return the calls. So I know you can only do so much, so that's why I would just like to get their information and go through them if you guys cannot credit me the money back.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that I don't believe you, ma'am, but I mm-hmm. do have to go by what I have in front of me. And being that you did agree, stating that you did understand if you did not cancel, then at the end of that trial, you would be charged for those products. But
I don't know if they necessarily know that when someone tries to cancel that they're being stuck on hold for, hours on end.
You can't expect your customers to do that. And then, hold them reliable, a couple days later when they finally had the hour and a half to wait, to speak with someone. All I need is the company's information so I can contact them.
Okay. Now, what I will offer to do here to try to assist you with this, being that I do personally understand the situation here, I will offer to include my personal discount, and that way I can do a 75% refund for you, but That would be the best I would be able to do, ma'am.
You mean a refund on the 97 or whatever? Or you mean going forward?
No, ma'am. That would be, let me go back and pull that up. That would be a 75% refund on the 97.84 and the 94.94.
I mean, yeah,
I would take the 75% refund and call it good. I just don't want to continue with the product and have to deal with this.
But I mean, if that's something that you can do, then I'd appreciate it.
And like, I will,
pay the rest. That's fine.
Okay. All right. So what I'm going to go ahead and do for you, I am going to go ahead and get that process while I have you on the line. So I do know you will receive email confirmation for each refund that I'm processing.
Okay.
And let's see here. All right. So I'm getting that done. I will let you know that the refund is going to go back to your card. It's probably not going to take very long for those to reflect, but I do, want to remind you that normal processing time is, the three to five business days.
No, that's totally fine. However long it takes, that's fine. I don't mind, that part of it.
Okay, let's see. And just to make sure, let's see, the email we have is kyliemiles90@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. All right, so both refunds have been processed, ma'am. The account has been canceled, all right? So that would prevent there being any future shipments or charges of any kind. All right, that has – everything's canceled and refunded. Was there anything else I could help you with today?
No, I appreciate your assistance.
Not a problem, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a nice day, ma'am.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.